neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Was pushed to tent of his Abba at the age of 63, shaking, as Midrash brings. A young man, 63 years old, was just trembling. He says that the malachim, the angels came and they lift him up to go in. So finally, he gives the food to his Abba, plus wine, and then he receives the bracha. Ve'iten lecha Elohim, mital ha-shamayim, ishpane ha-aret. So now Rashi HaKadosh explains why he says ve'iten lecha Elohim. What is Elohim? Midat ha-din is mighty. So would it be better that he would receive the bracha through the attribute of the mercy or Gevura, which is better?
Mercy.
Gevura is better. Why? Why? Why Elohim is better than Hashem? You should say, Ve'iten lecha Hashem. Right? It says, Ve'iten lecha Elohim. Maskim? No, that's not what Rashi says. No, means we are too high for us.
There's more fear of Hashem, that's why it's better.
Yeah, so Rashi actually explains to us that Yehudi should understand Nothing is permanent. Elohim means Ribono Shel Olam gives and then he takes. Gives and takes. Why does he give? Why does he give? You come on time. Why does he take it? Because you're late. Right? He gives when you come to the shiur. He takes when?
When
you don't come to the shiur. Gives and take. Ve'iten lecha Elohim, that means that Yehudi should not, Chas v'Shalom, feel, oh, I have it, I got it, that's it, there's no such a thing. So now, here, you see, he has a message, and that is, when Hashem gives, so sometimes he take it back. So what's the attitude of Yehudi when he's taken away? No, he takes it away. He had it, now he doesn't have it. He took it away. So how should he behave? No, so, yeah, obviously he might become very disappointed. But here's what Avinu says, no, this is a formula. You have it, it's there, now he leaves, he goes. So now, when he leaves, so how should you feel? Obviously, something missing. He was here, he's not here. You had it, it was taken away. I had it, I don't have it. But here Solomon said, no, that's not how it works. Ve'iten lecha Elohim. He gives, takes, and gives. What does it mean? So that means when you feel you had it, now you don't have it, it was going smoothly, it's not going anywhere anymore, it's finished. So that means you should not get upset. Because the goy, when he's given Hashem, let him to have it. Why?
So enjoy it.
No, because when Hashem will take it away, then he's gonna complain. But Yehudi, when something is taken away from him, he never
complains.
Chazak baruch.
Say cancel it.
Yeah.
So to have it and not have it, you gotta feel the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu is showing you to Yaakov Avinu, because Yehudi never loses hope, never become disappointed. You never see him unhappy. Never. There's no such a thing. You never see him, he's not smiling. You never see him, he's full of energy. There's no such a thing. So now, it's a very beautiful insight. Ve'iten lecha Elohim. It says, Ve'iten lecha. It says, Yiten lecha Elohim. How come he says, Ve'iten lecha Elohim? Lama? Lama? Lama says, Ve'iten lecha Elohim.
He will give you.
No, we just explained this. Now this next, the Hakafa Shania.
To take it.
It's very beautiful inside. It says, "Ve'iten l'cha Elokim," so that means Ribono Shel Olam has given every Yehudi a power, a koach, just like Elokim. That means if Yehudi feels that something's missing, something is going wrong, something popped up, surprise. So he's like, "Avinu to Yaakov Avinu Shalom, don't worry. I give you the koach of Elokim. You become the Elokim. That means through your tefillah, you can change things around." So when it says, "Ve'iten l'cha Elokim," actually means he implanted it in us the koach of Elokim. Through our tefillah, we can change things around. That means you are given such a... What happened? You went to Nets today? What is the Elokim?
Mighty.
Elokim.
Mighty.
Din and mighty. Creator. What's Elokim represent? When he said Bereshit bara Elokim, but he says Bereshit bara Hashem. That's it. No. He says Bereshit bara Elokim Tashmaim in the Aris. What does it mean Bereshit bara Elokim Tashmaim in the Aris? What does it mean? No, but why we informed that Ribono Shel Olam created this Olam through Midat Elokim? Why? What does it mean?
Creator.
I'm sorry?
It means creator.
So that means Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us the way, my secret, Ribono Shel Olam says, my secret was I created this Olam, especially in Los Angeles. Yeah, I created it through Elokim. So now you are able, Ben Yisrael to Yaakov, Ve'iten lecha Elokim. That means you become like Elokim just like me. You can create things. That means if you see something is going wrong, something is not happening, there is no excuse for you to get upset, to hopeless, mityaesh, Hazar Shalom goes with this guy on. Because you become like Elokim, you can bring it back up. You can create it through your tefillah. That's the koach that Yitzhak Avinu gave to Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. That we are given such a benefit and quality to be able to build it up again. And you know what that is? What a merit, zechut, that we are given to be able to medamen, to resemble ourselves the same way Bereshit bara Elokim, et ha-shamayim et ha-aris. It says, "Ve'iten lecha Elokim." You be like the Elokim. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to be able to litpaled b'rubam sh'olam and tefilatenu yeh merubal v'ratzom and yizkeh v'aveh yeshuot v'sorot tovot and samachot. Koyla nishomote Halel ko haleluko Koyla nishomo nishomo sheli Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.